Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve with Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here. I'm playing Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Assuming I can find what the hell I did with my stories. Crap.
Is it back on the desk?
It might be. Could you take a look? Nope, I got it right here. All right. Today, you have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. I know, you would think I'd look earlier.
That's just funny.
We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, License to Spill, where you guess the substance that caused the mess. And gentlemen, you will be competing against one another.
Oh, let's go License to Spill. It's been a while.
Say it every time. It's always a cat, never a dog.
Always.
All right. Here is the story. We go to New York State, where a large truck traveling east on Route 17 hit the center median guardrail and overturned, and then spilled its load onto the westbound highway late on a Monday afternoon. Now, as a result, all the westbound lanes were closed, and traffic was diverted back into the highway past the incident. Now, the state police and Sullivan County Sheriff's Office, they assisted with traffic control while cleanup crews spent a few hours, well, cleaning up, true to their name. The cause of the accident is under investigation, even though they pointed out that it hit the center median guardrail and overturned. Now, the question is, what did the truck spill onto the highway? Was it gasoline, sawdust, chicken eggs, or live chickens? So gasoline, sawdust, chicken eggs, or live chickens, what spilled out of the truck onto the highway causing the traffic backup?
Well, given that it took them a couple hours to clean it up, I think it was just chicken eggs that were all over the place on the ground. I feel like you can get that cleaned up in short order, but it's going to take you a minute.
The man with the last name Hawk goes with bird eggs.
Damn right.
It's just kind of ironic, because I feel like you could use sawdust to clean up gas.
But also, chicken eggs later become whole chickens.
Well, depending, sure. Yes, and millions of hatchlings ended up in the highway.
So my theory, Ted, is if it's gasoline, he hits a median, this thing might explode. So I'm going to go live chickens.
Live chickens. Mike took chicken eggs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll go with gas.
Gas
for gas.
Okay. Whoops. Yeah. What spilled all over this highway in New York State? Was it gasoline? Was it sawdust, eggs, or live chickens? We're going to find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Category is a license to spill. On profile this week in New York State, where a truck hit the median and then spilled its load on a busy highway. Took a few hours for them to clean up the mess. Question is, what was spilled? Gasoline, sawdust, eggs, or live chickens?
Yes, indeed. Let us start with our very own Mike Hawk. Yeah. You went with eggs. It was not eggs, known in Baltimore as eggs, A-I-G-S, eggs. Nita Smith, you went with live chickens.
I did.
Yeah, Miles. All right, Miles Montgomery, you went with live chickens. Same buzzer.
Yes.
Wrong name. It was not, in fact, live chickens. That leaves you. Nita Smith, went with gasoline.
Oh, no. Goodness.
You were just excited as we were all wrong.
I was super excited, and I tried to keep my face together. It was sawdust. Why does it take so long to clean up sawdust?
Grab a leaf blower.
That's my thought, right? It's not going to, like, quote-unquote, pollute the area. It doesn't blow that stuff off to the side of the road and drive through it.
Exactly.
It's sawdust.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with 10.
Yeah.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with 10.
Ah. All right, George, today, you got Seth Meyers. Okay. The Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Stephen Colbert, or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That is right, though. The title is, guys have teams of talented writers, something come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or can it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Over the weekend, TikTok shut down in the U.S., then came back 14 hours later. It's like when a kid threatens to run away and spends just one night at a friend's house. For 14 hours, millions of parents were able to see their kids' eyeballs for the first time.
I think it's, Fallon.
Colbert.
Fallon.
Over the weekend, TikTok shut down in the U.S., then came back 14 hours later. It's like when a kid threatens to run away and just spends the night at a neighbor's house. It's like, I'm really doing it this time. Yeah, for 14 hours, millions of parents saw their children's eyeballs for the first time.
Did see one person say that the TikTok ban lasted about as long as Aaron Rodgers' first year with the Jets.
Oh, damn. Probably longer. Today was the inauguration of Donald Trump, and there were some serious celebrities, like actors, influencers, and CEOs of tech brands. See that? I now realize all I want in my life is for someone to look away. Look at me the way Mark Zuckerberg looks at Lauren Sanchez.
Ted Smith.
Hey, Ted Smith.
That was me.
Yeah. Boobs, are you kidding me?
It's a bra.
Yeah. I mean.
I'm sure it was a bralette.
For some of it.
Whatever.
Taco Bell is offering cheesy dipping burritos, which are served with creamy chipotle, nacho cheese sauce, or reduced fat sour cream, you know, for the health nuts.
Fallon.
Colbert. Myers.
Taco Bell has begun offering cheesy dipping burritos, which are served with creamy chipotle, nacho cheese sauce, or reduced fat sour cream, you know, for the health nuts.
Taco Bell, sometimes I don't even know if you got to see their commercials. And it's like, we did it this weekend. Like, maybe we should order food super late. And I'm just like, what do they have on this menu now?
Like, just say what it's called, we'll order it.
Yeah. Walgreens CEO Tim Wentworth recently told investors that locking products in cases have resulted in a decrease in sales. Perhaps the most shocking part of the story is that investors were able to find a Walgreens employee.
Fallon?
Myers.
Walgreens CEO Tim Wentworth recently told investors that locking products in cases has resulted in a decrease in sales. Perhaps the most shocking part of that story is that investors were able to find a Walgreens employee.
I'm the other way around. I like buying toothpaste that's done a little time.
Been locked up?
Yeah. And what would they convict you of, homie? Lord knows you didn't do it.
I spend more time looking at those items and just wondering why. Like, is this a hot ticket item? I get all those things, things that you know about in the news, but now it's even more stuff.
I feel like it's the homeless people in the city. Look, like I said, I've been homeless, and if I can't get food, toothpaste would have been handy. I mean, right? Deodorant would have been handy. Tide Pods and all that. Well, obviously, I'm not washing my clothes, but I can sell that as.
Yeah, it's only tough with just sometimes. Like, the other day I was in somewhere, and I was like, dude, it's Advil.
You can't even make meth out of this.
Right. You, what else am I going to do? I cannot get high. I'm just my headache go away.
Yeah. Let's see. So some interesting news, just like celebrity wise and stuff from the inauguration yesterday of Trump. A, as I said this morning, I guess there was an issue with Carrie Underwood, right? She, now they're saying she might have thrown a little hissy fit backstage. She was doing America the Beautiful. There was a technical glitch, all right? So her tracking starts, then it stops.
Right.
You can hear her tell someone, I can just sing it. To be honest, I did not know she had a voice like that.
Oh, my God.
Like, I thought she crushed it.
Well, she can sing her ass off.
But I guess afterwards, she was a little upset about it, blah, blah, blah. The main story is I'm just trying to get to Billy Ray Cyrus, who was also there, who did the opposite of Carrie Underwood. He also had technical difficulties, but he sounds worse than me.
I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I can't no more. Y'all can put your hands together now. I like that. If you encourage me, I'll keep going.
Is this Marge
Simpson?
They
told me to kill as much time as possible, so does anybody know the words to Achy Breaky Heart while I'm here? I'll try a little bit. Let's see what happens. Hey, is my guitar still on? I think they cut me off.
I mean, it sounds like a dude in the bar that's like, oh, I can do Billy Ray Cyrus. Like, can ya?
I heard Miles was listening to it earlier. I didn't see the video. I just hear it. And I thought, for sure, you're just watching a video of some, like, drunk-ass dude. Honestly, God, I thought it was, like, a drunk dude outside trying to busk for money outside of, like, a New York City subway or something.
Yeah.
And finally, I'm like, what is that? And you're like, that's Billy Ray Cyrus. Yeah. Like,
well, whatever
Billy Ray Cyrus I am familiar with.
Whatever this is, it's it spreads like COVID. I mean, it's all over the United States as far as people's throat. Whatever this sickness is. I know for a fact I took a COVID test. I did not have COVID. When I was all scratchy, still having the after effects of that. But it's obviously going around. I talked to my mom this weekend. She sounded the same way. It's crazy.
It is. That is also just awful. Your voice is shot and you got to go sing.
Yeah. It'd be like you singing there today.
What's that?
It'd be like you singing today.
Yeah, exactly.
You made Mickey Mouse sound like a derelict.
Yeah, well, Mickey's been out there he's been out there for a while. That gets lonely out there on the range for a mouse. I don't know. All right. Now, the other big thing that happened over the weekend, obviously, we had some football. Last night, we had the coordination of the college football season, and, Ohio State ends up winning and beating Notre Dame.
From 33 yards. You miss it, and the Irish have hope. It's good. And Ohio State, national champions. The longest, toughest postseason climb in the history of the sport. And after all that, it's Ohio State together at the mountaintop, champions of college football.
And still mad about the Michigan game.
Now, here's what they won't tell you is Notre Dame came out, drove the ball down the field, put up a touchdown, and it was pretty much a wrap from there. I mean, what was it, 21-7 or 21-8 going into halftime?
Well, something that said, the way Notre Dame scored is not the sustainable way to win a game. You just, you can't, your quarterback can't have 9 rushes for however many yards it was, right?
Right, because that's right. You can't just QB sneak it every
time.
And
he was beat to S after the first drive. Dude puked, he's bleeding, his chest is heaving up and down. I mean, basically, he carried them in that first drive like, unless you have like 18 other quarterbacks on your roster, you're not getting through the game doing this.
Yeah, and they look, Ohio State just beat them up. But you got to remember, like, Notre Dame had done their job, right? And who'd they beat? Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you're just like, all right, Notre Dame's got big boys. I mean, they kind of manhandled Georgia. But as you got closer to that game, like, even my brother was like, they beat Georgia. Like, they ain't winning this one. And I was like, they got a chance. He's like, no. And then the only thing I was telling Mike is it kind of sucked. I don't know if it's because the college season took so long to end or because it's the first time they played that game on Martin Luther King Day.
Mm-hmm.
But you had the inauguration. Like, there just wasn't a lot of juice or energy around that game.
Well, I mean, people are sidetracked, I think, for various reasons yesterday. But they say what I did like about it is that was 7-8 or 8-7. Right, based on a ranking system, they would not have played in the championship.
Yeah.
I did read today, they're like, hey, the college experts rank Ohio State #1 and Notre Dame #2. I'm like, the people that play in the championship game, hey, stay on that, guys.
Last year, we only had four. What's that?
We can actually watch a 4:30 kickoff. We had the day off.
That was cool. Yeah,
well, I would say next or last year too. If you only had four teams, like neither of them would have been in it anyhow.
Nope.
So I think in the end, I mean, hey, you had Michigan last year. It's also wild that I was at that game last year. But between Michigan and Ohio State, I agree. It's like some of you SEC people, like, just shut up, right? Like, the Big Ten obviously has a lot of good schools, especially when you factor into the fact that Michigan and Ohio State are old school Big Ten, but now you got Washington in there, you got Oregon in there, you got what, SC?
Well, Penn State still showed up.
Penn State made the chair. Yeah, I mean, the Big Ten just had a better showing. And frankly, it's always, oh, they're down there beating up on each other. That's why their records suck. It's also like, well, don't, you know, and listen, I'm biased. My nephew goes to Ole Miss. Like, don't lose to Kentucky at home. That's a 6-win team. And you're talking about getting in the damn playoff. Right?
You got playoffs. It was also kind of crazy when they were cutting to Lou Holtz. Haven't seen him in a while.
Jeez.
And you just see, you know, that he's...
Did they put him back in the grave?
He's an
after
old man.
Game,
I mean, he's wearing his 88 hat, which is the year that they won the national championship.
1888.
Beat West Virginia. But, I mean, you could definitely see that, you know, it was time for him to step aside from ESPN. And seeing him there, I was like, hey, yes, he definitely should have stepped aside.
They got to do it with Coach Corso, too. I love Lee Corso, but it was the same thing. Like I'm never a Notre Dame fan. I cheered for him last night, but I always liked Coach Holtz. I never cared for Notre Dame, but there was a certain point where it was like, get him off the TV.
Yeah.
I think we've reached that point with Lee Corso. Like, they only bring him out for like two segments. It looks, I mean, it just, if you got an hour to sit there and listen to him make 3 points, that's fine, but you're still doing a show. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's one of those, like, hey, Mike, let's go visit, if we're brother, let's go visit granddad.
That's right.
You and know, like, what you're getting into. Right. That's the experience you have.
Correct. Then obviously over the weekend, you had some playoff games there happening. Chiefs of the Texans, that ended up being, what, a 9-point game? It never felt that close.
No.
I don't know why.
I feel like the Chiefs put their, it's like the bigger brother put his hand on the younger brother's forehead.
Yeah.
So the younger brother's throwing all these punches, and it's like, you almost hit me, but you're just not going to.
Well, and it was funny because I was down in Portland, too, and we went to this one sports bar. There's all these guys in Houston Rockets gear. So we're kind of making friends with other people, and I'm like, what is with these idiots? I'm like, you're like, nobody, is there no real Texans fans? And then finally this other guy kind of leaned over and goes, hey, man, the Rockets are in town and Portland playing tonight. And I'm just like, yep, I forgot.
My bad.
Yeah. Sorry, right, I'm sitting there. Okay. Roasting. Yeah, right. Look at these losers. Well, and also, when you don't have an NBA team, like, I just forget to look at the damn schedule.
Mm-hmm. I can't even believe Rockets fans travel.
So that game was pretty, not that good. Then you have the Commanders and Lions. I mean, that, I just didn't see that one coming. And look, I grew up, I was a massive Commanders fan. I'm not anymore, but on Saturday I was cheering for them. Mm-hmm. And I really thought they were going to get, I thought that score would have been flipped. I thought the Lions were going to blow the doors off them. And
really?
It was just the opposite. The Commanders just came out and commanded that game, pun intended, the entire time. Like, I had to leave a bar because there were 60 Lions fans. I didn't want to get in a fight or a tussle.
I'm crossing my fingers on
that. Would have been a fight. You're defending yourself at that point, as I understand the story.
I want to see Bills. Correct. I want to see Bills Commanders.
Yeah. All right. So, then you had the Eagles beat the Rams, and then you had that other good game, the other highlight game of the weekend. Sorry for YouTube, but yeah, that was a fun game to watch.
Awesome game.
Here's the truth of it, man, and I'm glad it worked out this way, is that my son and I, we were trapped in the airport when the game was on, so we just had the Wi-Fi through his phone.
All right.
Then we're on our flight. So basically, our flight was the game. And I said, this is better because, man, every offside you're holding, right, you're going to freak out. We can just look at the score. When we got off the plane, we scored the touchdown and had to get the 2 points. Throws the ball for the 2-point, buffering. And we're like, gee, and I'm not making, we got to wait about 30 seconds, and we just see the look on the Ravens' face. I'm like, they didn't get it. Then they flashed the score. They're going to go for the onside, buffering. So now we got to make our other flight. Then my son, I just see him snap the phone shut, shoves it in his bag. I'm like, we didn't get the onside. He goes, no. I said, do you know why? He goes, why? I said, because that's an onside.
It's almost impossible now.
Freaking play.
That you got to announce it. But right, I was in between stuff, all my way up to see our buddy Taryn for her birthday. Happy birthday, Taryn. So me and my buddy were just watching in my house, and it's like, it's just unbelievable because Mark Andrews is so good.
I know.
And like, man, him of all people to drop that ball.
And he knows. Yes, and he knows.
But hey, good weekend of football. And yeah, we only got three games left, boys.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story, we go to San Antonio, where someone just can't seem to stay out of trouble. He was picked up by police earlier this week after he got himself into a road rage situation that ended with him pulling out a gun and firing a few shots at the semi-truck driver that rubbed him the wrong way, hitting him in the leg and leading to a crash. When he was apprehended by officers, the story surfaced of when he made some unsettling texts not terribly long ago. He was inadvertently added to a group text as he was using a former number of one of the members of the family on the thread. Oops, Daisy. Hang on. The family, there we go. The family was discussing details of a 9-month-old's upcoming baptism. Our man took things to the next level by texting the group back, quote, "That's a nice Caucasian baby. How much you want?"
Damn.
Ooh. When he was informed that the wrong number was added and blocked, he jumped in with both feet texting, quote, "Are you not interested in selling? I'm willing to start the bid at $500,000. The baby's father called the man to put a stop to the harassment, and the man continued, saying that he buys babies for their organs and noted that he now knows the location of the church that the baptism would be taking place, as well as the address that the family is at, thanks to information spread on the group text.
Comforting.
An official report was made of the interaction, and charges were filed in that particular instance there.
I hope so.
Told the police that he thought that it was spam. The group text was spam.
Okay.
And to a degree,
maybe
there's a plausibleness to what he's having to say, but the fact that he continued to double down.
That's where it goes south.
If it's spam, if they're phishing or something like that, they will continue to talk to you and ask you questions and get you to divulge information. When their response is wrong number and then blocked, it ain't spam. You can make a reasonable association that this is not spam. So, yeah, that's fun. In other news, speaking of harvested parts, we go to Brazil, where local crime circuits have found a new weld attack. Authorities in the country are seeing an increase in the number of robberies of slaughterhouses, with all robbers looking for the same thing, cow gallstones.
Huh. Why is that?
So apparently the stones are a treasured ingredient in several Chinese medicines using the finished product to treat stroke victims. Huh. I don't know what it is in cattle gallstones that help treat stroke victims, but It's what they're dealing with there. Mm-hmm. Not to mention they were talking about the increased sodium levels of the food are leading to increased levels of obesity over the country. So they're, for whatever reason, they have found that those gallstones are actually helping.
It's amazing. Most of the time, it's just about a guy's penis.
Yeah, no kidding. Cattle gallstones have become so valuable that traders are willing to pay upwards of $6,000 an ounce.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay.
Which, of course, caught the attention of local criminals, committing several armed robberies in recent history, with one actually tying up the slaughterhouse owner and his kid so that they could make off with nearly $50,000 worth of stones.
Damn.
Yeah. Kind of the Wild West over there in Brazil right now.
Would not have known that's a thing.
I mean, that's insanity.
Right. You think you're good as a slaughterhouse. You know, maybe they'll take some processed meats if they keep them somewhere on site, but the gallstones. And how do you know where to go to find these gallstones?
Who's your contact?
Right. I'm assuming that the gallbladder is ground up for just straight ground beef. I can't imagine that it's being kept for anything in particular. Like, are you rooting through the remnants to find out where these stones are at?
Probably. I would guess.
Yeah.
Okey-dokey. Yeah, but now the butcheries will know. Like, dude, put the gallstones to the side.
Right.
Like, there is a lucrative business here.
No kidding, dude. We go to Alabama, where a local barista had a bad day at work. Miles covered this earlier today. Police arrived at a local coffee shop on reports of an animal attack on an employee. The animal had jumped into the store through the drive-thru window and launched an attack on the barista, biting and scratching her until another employee was able to pull it off, at which point the animal jumped back into its owner's car, and they drove off. Didn't even stay there. They drove off. The employee suffered injuries bad enough that warranted stitches and vaccinations, and the owner did finally come back to the shop to check up on the barista, though she declined to give much information in order to protect her pet, the monkey that she had in her car with her at the time, which is one of two, which I didn't catch that in the story.
There's two in there, dude.
Yeah.
Don't make it weird.
Criminy. The woman did receive a couple citations for the incident. I like her move that, you know, your monkey jumps into her car, or jumps out of your car into the store, beats the living tar out of this poor woman, bites her, scratches her, leaving her with stitches and vaccinations, and as soon as the monkey gets back in the car, you floor it.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
I'm out of here.
Why is your monkey in the damn car?
And it was two monkeys.
Right. Why are we taking Bobo to McDonald's here?
At least take responsibility.
Right.
For your monkey. I think if you do that...
Take responsibility for your monkey.
It's a t-shirt I'm working on. But I feel like...
Jesus Christ.
If you do that much, you kind of lower the temperature.
Yeah.
You know, like, look, man, I am insanely sorry that my monkey jumped out of the car and attacked you. I did not think it would do that. But instead of flooring it, like... I mean, I'd be like, look, the good news is you have an awesome story.
Or maybe don't have monkeys as a pet.
There's that.
Let's just go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that are questionable as to whether or not they count as pets. You know, I've been very strong in my opinion on what counts as a pet, but at least it's disputable. Monkeys, let's just leave that to the zoo.
Leave them alone.
And if you have one, keep it at home.
Right. If you're going to ignore that, just keep it at home. Don't put it in the car. Oh, he likes being outside. Ooh. Right, he said.
But he's a monkey. Of course he does. But you know what he hates? Living with your dumbass.
Yeah, that's right. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
You guys know me. I'm a sucker for an animal rescue story. We go to L.A. The wildfires continue to devastate the area, but they also continue to put good people on display. A video is making the rounds of a stable worker who, along with his compatriots, were tasked with transporting several horses from their dangerous home to a safe location about 14 miles away. But as horses came, and B, one refused to get into the trailer. Not wanting to leave the animal behind, the 16-year-old that was working there continued to coax the animal the entire voyage, whether it was riding, walking, jogging, pulling, or anything in between. He continued to influence the animal until everybody made it to safety. 14 miles this kid just...
God, man.
At that point, it's an honorary stubborn mule. Like, doggone horse, just get in the frickin' truck. Men's Room Sports. Tonight's sports is brought to you by our fine folks at Sports on What. If you have any question on where you can find any of the sports I'm about to mention tonight, download the Sports on What app. They will tell you exactly where you need to go and when to find those sports. But first, a little bit of news. The Major League Baseball Hall of Fame induction announcements aired today, and I am pleased to announce that 99.7% of ballots feature the name of one of our own, a substantial hitter for the Seattle Mariners that joined the league at the late age of 27, amassing a .311 career batting average, 509 stolen bases in 2,653 games, a 10-time All-Star, 3-time Silver Slugger Award winner, and Golden Glove winner. and the first Japanese-born position player for the Major League Baseball. The authority of Area 51, ladies and gentlemen, Ichiro Suzuki will have his career cemented in history in the Hall of Fame. Congratulations, boss. Well, well deserved. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, you've got a couple hockey games on tonight and a whole slew of college basketball games as well. And yet again, you can find where all those games are located with our friends at Sports on What. As far as your weather, the cold nights continue. They expect a very small amount of clouds, but that's not enough to keep it from dropping to 31 tonight. Tomorrow's going to look a lot similar as well. Clear skies and a high right around 44. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Listen to lovely Jolene for 1 hour tonight for your share of 5K a day. Also, she has the Odyssey World premiere of New Papa Roach coming up at 9.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we'll be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.